Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
And welcome, boys and girls, to episode 80 of Ride This One Podcast, where my apathy couldn't be higher. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, you know, this and that. Remember when I was happy?
I do. Yeah. When you were riding all the time. I'm not talking about roller coasters.
Here's the deal. Oh, and hey, Muscle Daddy, how you doing?
Hi. I'm here. Hey, guys, the show's not dead.
Yeah.
It's not.
People
it's
are
not.
Like, hey, is the show dying? When are you guys recording next? When we
Listen,
feel like it?
Life has actually been incredibly crazy. But here's the thing. My apathy this time isn't because of the state of the world. My apathy this time is that my sister and her husband, well, they need a fucking vacation. So they're about to go on a vacation. And do you know what that means?
What does that mean?
That we're not going to see her tits on Twitter?
It means I have a week of sticking my fingers up my mom's asshole to help scrape the poop out.
Now, Slater, if you made her wear a strap-on, would it help you at all?
No, I don't even like that shit on sexy guys. I'm not one of those people who likes, like, men in sexy underwear. It doesn't do it for me. I just like guys in boxers, so I definitely don't want my mom in any fancy underwear or strap on or anything. Anyone gays do consider strap ons fancy underwear, if anyone doesn't know.
So that's fancy underwear. Good to know.
It's fancy underwear. Who doesn't want two dicks?
I don't. The maintenance is just too much.
I mean, it's true. It's hard enough to take care of one.
Yeah.
So we'll start with you, Muscle Daddy. How you been? What you been up to?
I've been good. Actually went back up to Kings Island one more time for the year.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
Well, I went on a Saturday, and it was shockingly slammed. They had sold out of Fastlane.
Wow.
So I spent about 2 hours at the park at park opening, rode Beast and Mystic Timbers, and called it a day.
Nice.
But then Sunday went back, had Fastlane, ended up hanging with Ribs and Bacon and his girl, had a good time with them.
That's cool.
If you all have not had the pulled pork fries up there, y'all need to try those. Those are delicious.
I mean, you really had me at pulled pork, so yeah, sounds good.
It was really good, man. I forgot how good the fries are at Kings Island at that specific, you know, the fry spot. I always forget the damn name of it because I want to call it the potato patch, but it's not. But that shit was delicious. And then,
nice.
Man, it was good. And then I tried two of the specialty drinks they had for Orion up there. Oh, and the Orion beer. The Orion beer was really good.
You know, when I went Kings Island, there was this place, and they had the most amazing fucking chicken tenders, but I can't remember the name of it. Oh, my God. Like, legit, hand-battered, like, to order chicken tender.
Wow.
Yeah, it was over near Banshee, like, kind of in that area.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's, I forgot the name, too, but it's like their chicken place in there. It's near Invertigo.
Yeah,
that place
legit.
Is good. Kings Island has some underrated food.
Yes. I mean, and some overrated fans.
Well, you can shut the fuck up.
All right, Goliath, how have you been?
I've been good. Big excitingness is they're actually starting work on my deck and rebuilding everything from the tornado that just happened, you know, fucking in April. But other than that, it's looking great. It's going to be awesome. I've been doing a bunch of research on getting the lighting situation set up the way I want. We're going to do like some LEDs that are controllable individually. So you can like do animations and stuff with the lighting. It's going to be really sick.
By the way, if you're driving late at night listening to this podcast, we are sorry. Turn it off. Listen to something more high energy because you will die.
Probably.
This isn't Coaster Radio.
Goliath is bringing that Arthur Levine energy to the show.
Hey, I try.
Oh man,
no, it's been good. I've been good. Just haven't been doing much. What about you, Slater?
I've been okay. I haven't been doing a ton, just kind of staying home. I have gotten continually further deeper into the tiki bullshit. I've been really working on cocktails and all that. I spent way too much money on getting drink decorations the other day.
How are your mixers coming?
My mixers are coming wonderful. I've pretty much solidified those. I have a couple of other things. Tomorrow I make my own homemade grenadine because, you know, that roses bullshit you get in the store is a joke. That's not grenadine. That's just simple syrup dyed red.
Right. You need to get some dick bad.
You have no idea, bitch.
I do not. You know,
but none of my friends are hooking me up. So, no, it's fine. I've been sick a lot.
That's not good.
The past bit, COVID symptoms pretty much down to a T. I'm pretty much better now. Did I get tested? No.
By the way, y'all know how I mentioned my sister was still waiting on her results for that? Still waiting. We're now over 3 weeks.
What? Yeah, I mean, has she called anyone?
She has called the place multiple times. That she went to her doctor's office.
Wow.
So I've heard that when you go to like a doctor's office, like it's not really the way you want to do it. Really no. Going to like an urgent care if you can to do it tends to get your results much quicker.
Yeah, the urgent care definitely would be a place that has a lab that they can use that guarantees results in a while. Or, yeah. You know, just be an NBA player, an NFL player. You'll get tested all the time.
We don't have a working class and then like a ruling class or anything in this country.
Not at all.
Listen, sports keep us from killing everyone that's wealthier than us.
So,
but you're feeling better now, Slater?
I am feeling better. I'm still a little bit eh, but not like I was. I was feeling pretty foul there for about 10 days. never scary. Like, it was never to the point where, like, oh, should I go to the doctor? Should I go to the hospital? So, but, you know, because I'm not one who fucks around like that. Like, if it gets bad, you know, I'm going to go. But, absolutely. Hey, it also could just have not been COVID. I don't know what it was. So, I'm not going to be like, for sure I had COVID because I didn't get a test. Who knows? Who knows?
And, you know, that's the reason our numbers are going lower is because people are just not getting tested. But, you know, we're not talking about that bad stuff, you know.
I'm trying to kind of probably leaning more towards that I didn't have it because, well, I don't know, because my boyfriend, nothing, right? Nothing. Like, he's felt fine. Maybe he got a little bit of a
Slater. I'm still not sure he's alive.
That's true.
I've seen his reactions and stuff. It's alive.
Oh, one exciting thing. Is we have together officially decided to pull the trigger on our heads. No.
Okay.
No.
I'm not being your fucking pallbearer.
God, no. We're getting cremated anyways. You can carry the box of my ashes. It'll be three boxes. Well, like the bottom half, my torso, my head.
I will take you to Silver Dollar City and spread your ashes. As I write. Oh,
nah. At this point, you know, I don't even just flush them down the toilet. So we've decided that as soon as it's safe, right, and bars can reopen, we are going to open a brick and mortar tiki bar in the St. Louis area.
Awesome.
We're going to get the loan. We are going to move forward. And open our own business because we are tired of making money for other people. And I'm just tired of not doing what I love. So I'm going to do what I like, which is get people drunk and, you know, pretend I run my own little drunken little mini theme park.
Things so. Slater loves. Like fun, dude. Tiki bars, getting people drunk. And then, you know, he's going to have all sorts of male patrons to choose from.
It's true. So that's exciting. You know what? You know what else was exciting? Being at any Universal Park yesterday. Holy shit!
Dude. Yeah.
Hell no.
No. Hell I'm out. No. Sorry.
When there's a line outside the park, into the parking lot, that's when you dumbasses say, nope, bye.
You know. Whoever thought it would be a great idea to go to to Universal on the Saturday of Labor Day is just not, yeah.
So y'all want to know? You want to know why we didn't get Hollywood Horror Nights? This is why we didn't get Horror Nights.
Straight up.
Now, I could be mistaken, but as far as I understand, so they announced we've reached capacity. We're not letting anyone else. But there was a little asterisk there. Unless you pre-bought a ticket. So if anyone had come in with a pre-bought ticket, they were still letting them in and pushing the park beyond capacity that was technically allowed.
What was the Shrek? Shrek was at like an hour and 42 minutes? Shrek was at
145
minutes. 145
minutes
for fucking Shrek.
For Shrek.
So, fuck that. Like, I'm not waiting 5 minutes for that thing on a good day.
No.
Well, I mean, if you really want to experience it, the film is on Netflix.
Although Shrek was a fun ride. I did enjoy Shrek. Shrek was fun.
Okay, but here's the deal, though. No one can say at this point, it's just local bloggers. No, it's not.
No, definitely not just local bloggers.
But, you know, I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, shit, I was going to do something this summer. Summer's coming to an end. And so everyone's, like, trying to go here at the end. And yeah, so that's like why Kings Island was busy. A bunch of parks were really busy this last weekend. And Labor Day, oh my gosh, I'm staying in. Fuck that shit.
You know, I was going to stay in, but now, you know what, man? I haven't been to Dollywood this year. I'm going to go Labor Day.
Do it.
No. Just don't.
I'm going to go without a mask. I'm just going to do this. Fully commit.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I've also been spending time. I think I figured out, you know how I do a Halloween house every year, right? Yes. And I was just kind of like, oh, shit, I can't do that this year. Well, I think I figured out how I'm still going to do something. So we're going to try to put up these like faux barriers that's basically going to surround our driveway. I'm going to decorate it up and make it a quarantine zone. And I'm going to have this long pole so I can still give candy to kids. And I'm going to have a separate pole so I can still serve alcoholic drinks to the adults like I normally do. And then we're going to all like just dress up as like zombies. And it's going to be like a zombie quarantine zone. Like, there you go.
See, you are able to say long pole to give kids candy. I cannot.
No, you can't.
At this point, that went out the window, no matter harmless it is.
The second I say long pole, when it comes to anything to do with me, everyone knows I'm not talking about my dick. I hate myself. I'm thinking that's why the dildo hasn't really happened. It's because he's trying to hide the fact that he is an itty-bitty tiny dick.
Nah, I mean, it's pretty average. It's just thick. It's like, think of a hockey puck.
Your dick, not your head. So I post your dick to a gay group that I moderate. You were popular, but not as popular as I thought. Because I think there's just like a lot of dudes into twinks and some... you're kind of scare those type of guys.
Hey, I've been going to the gym every day, too. I've put on muscle again.
There you go. I miss going to the gym. I really, truly do. And I'm here's the problem. Like, they do the mask ordinance, but apparently the one place that you don't have to wear a mask is in a gym, according to our ordinance.
See, we've got a big sign right at the door. Mask required for entry. People will wear it in and take it immediately off.
Oh, yeah.
No one gives a shit. I'm the only dude wearing a mask in there. And I'm like, that's fine, whatever. Y'all do whatever. I'm going to clean my shit. Y'all keep away from me. I'll do my thing.
I mean, my gym, it's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I'm literally considering like starting to go at like 1 in the morning when there's nobody there. And hasn't been anyone there. Because I really miss it. I miss lifting weights because that is of the workouts I like to do. That's what I like to do.
Yeah, well, I mean, when I went back in where I fucked up my shoulder and it had been 6 months, my bench had tanked. But I'm back up close to 450 again, so I'm happy.
Nice.
Well, thanks for the erection. But anyways.
You're welcome. If there's one thing I can do, it's turn on Slater's family.
It's true. It's true. My sister just doesn't know what to do with her WAP.
Oh my God. Since we were gone, that became a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
That is the greatest song I've ever heard.
I'm not sure why it's so shocking. Is it? I mean, people get so shocked when a woman is just like blatant about her sexuality in this country.
You need to look up Ben Shapiro reading the lyrics to that. Do you know who that is?
I don't know.
Isn't that the Clear Eyes guy?
No. He's like a 5'2" conservative radio host. And he's like, now, my wife is a doctor, and when I read this to her and get a bucket and a mop for this wet-ass pussy, she said, well, that sounds like that lady has a yeast infection, which tells me that this man's wife has never, ever been wet in her life.
I mean, no. You know what? I would love someone... I would love Gilbert Gottfried to do a rendition of this.
Dude, he literally just read that last night. Like, that was
trimming. Okay, I'm going to have to go find that. All right, I need that in my life. So, all right, it is with a bit of a heavy heart. I want to do some sad news. And everyone's like, oh, shit, they're canceling the podcast. No, we're not. I am never canceling this fucking podcast, okay?
This is not Ride This Too. We will endure.
No, but it is with a heavy heart I will announce that Ducky is no longer a part of the podcast. Shock! Everyone knew it was coming.
Wait, he was still a thing? She was still a thing? She.
God damn it, Goliath.
Oh, well, that's the reason we're not going to get this episode out. My bad.
Mistakes are made. I give up. No. So, I am looking for talent at this point. No heterosexuals.
You've always been looking for talent.
I'm sorry. I need another gay in this podcast.
That is fine. I respect that.
Mincy Penny Gay, because it is just too much hetero blood, and I just can't handle it. It's not your all's fault. You were born this way. God makes mistakes, but...
You know, Slater, I can't help that I love Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby.
I know. But... So... And I'm not, we're going to stay away from political, but I'm only going to say one thing real quick. And this is just a really random insert. If you don't fucking vote this year, fuck you. In every way. And if you vote third party, fuck you. Anyways,
and
that's all.
I'm just going to say, I got a new shirt that just says fuck Donald Trump on it. I can't wait to wear today.
Oh, you should wear that. You should go to Dollywood with that tomorrow, dude. Wait till tomorrow.
You can't because they
won't let you wear anything with a swear word there.
It's got a little censor mark over the U. Mm.
Okay.
Did they put glasses on it? Did they need to go
the whole fun style joke.
And put glasses over the word fuck?
I quit.
You know who is always putting glasses on? Tyler fucking Pipey.
Do we still own TylerBibeesGlasses.com or whatever?
No, it's TaylorBibee.com.
Or yes, Taylor Bibee. Yeah, whatever.
Is it Taylor or Tyler? I don't fucking know.
I think it's Taylor. Okay. I don't care at this point.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Oh my God. So Hollywood Nights happened.
I did not know that this was happening this year until I saw pictures.
Jesus.
This is how far out of the coaster scene I have been.
It's been hard. Like, I think that's why I've been so apathetic. Because, like, I'm not going and doing any of it. I can't. Yeah. So, it's, like,
it
hard to
for
care.
Because you actually got a really good ride at your home park this year.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
What did we get?
You got the... Fucking hell. What's the name of the... Oh my God. I cannot believe I forgot the name of the new raft ride you all got.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shit. Why can't I think of it now?
This has been us this year. We're just like.
Mystic River Falls.
There it is. Why does every goddamn ride have Mystic in it anymore?
I don't know.
It's just like to piss off that guy that's running the homemade.
That's right. Haunt. Yeah, fuck that.
That's
dude.
The reason. It's to piss that guy off.
Listen, I'm not going because they have fucking sharks.
Oh my god.
Fuck that shit. They didn't deal with that first.
We're the ones who do shitty Photoshop. No one else. This is bullshit.
Everyone's stealing our shtick.
You know, we really should have had Steel Vengeance hitting it.
I think so.
Oh, we should have had sharks riding Steel Vengeance.
Here's the problem. I'm the person who always did that shit. You all need to start doing that shit. Dude, and then it'll happen.
I have zero talent. So
yeah, I'm very good at that kind of thing.
I know, your wife told me.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh.
Besides, we've got other things on our minds. We've got fantasy football.
So, did you all follow this? Okay. You know, I talk a lot of shit about Kentucky Kingdom. But
oh my
I seriously...
God. Kentucky Kingdom fucking owned the internet. Holy shit.
Oh,
it was
my
awesome.
Oh, God. I mean, I have never been happier to read a tweet in my life.
That was literally the best tweet I've seen on the internet this year.
For anyone who doesn't know, they did their Keys to the Kingdom or whatever the bullshit is, which really confused me because I kept had in my group chat, people kept talking about Keys to the Kingdom. I'm like, that's a thing at Disney. What are you talking about?
Right. That's what I was. Okay.
I'm like, I did the Keys to the Kingdom tour. What's this? But no, it was an event at Kentucky Kingdom where apparently you could go watch a panel that had Taylor Bibby. Who fucking cares? The boy's balls haven't even dropped. What does he have to say?
A bunch of other social media influencers.
No one who does theme park shit can say they're an influencer. Fuck off with that. No one has enough followers. Nobody.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Actually, Rob Alvey does, but yeah,
he wasn't
he's his
there.
Own weird craziness.
He wasn't there.
Yeah, of course he wasn't there. He is holed up terrified of Corona, as he should be.
Smart man.
No, so either way, some douchebag blogger or whatever was there. Basically, what happens, he had rode the ride, and then he went and was taking pictures. He, like, double-backed and got in line with some of his friends. And clearly, if anyone knows anything about, like, the policies at theme parks, you cannot save a space in line for other people. You can't be just like, oh, I know that person. Those are my friends up there. You can't
my
fucking do
that. My friends are up there.
My friends are up there.
You don't fucking have friends.
Of course. So here's the thing. He got kicked out of the park by Kentucky Kingdom, right? They're like, sorry. He's like, but I'm paying for an event which has ERT. Why would I do this? Why would I butt in line like you fucking butt in line? You even admitted to it on social media. Your whole explanation of the events is you butting in line, fucktard.
Right.
And so then he went off. He was so mad with his whole two followers. He was going to seek vengeance, and they started this whole cancel kingdom thing.
Cancel Kentucky Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. First of all, Kentucky Kingdom, it almost cancels itself. so it doesn't really need your help. But then Kentucky Kingdom did something that honestly shocked me. I could not believe that they actually were quite this ballsy. Let me pull up this tweet here. And it's still up, isn't it? They didn't, like, take it down.
No, it's up. It's there. They
here
give
it is.
Zero fucks.
Here it is. So, our most exclusive event, Keys to the Canceled Kingdom 2021, is already in the planning phases. We cannot wait to have you all back again for a bigger and better event. Asterisk, park rules do apply for KTTCK 2021
as well. Now, for those that don't know, he was... You know, he was all enraged and getting his little bunch of whatever, his like two fans or whatever to use hashtag cancel Kentucky Kingdom. So the park decided to come out with that.
Now, what was funny about all this, if I remember right, is that he got kicked out and his friends were like, no, he wasn't cutting. Oh, well, sorry, bro. They still stayed at the event. So, if I remember right, this dude got kicked out and his bros were just like, sorry, man.
I mean, yeah.
And coasters before bros, man. Didn't you know?
He just didn't know how to let it go. But I'm glad to see parks, in a sense, kind of standing up for their rules. Be like, these rules are in place for a reason, and I don't care that you're an enthusiast. Fuck off with that entitled bullshit.
If you break the rules, bye.
Right.
Just don't be cunts.
And you know what? Here's the thing. We're not hearing the whole story. The park would not have kicked him out if they'd just been like, hey, I think he made a scene. And they only kicked him out because he made a scene. Had he just been like, oh, okay, sorry, and then just left the queue line, I don't think there would have been an issue. But that motherfucker definitely made a scene. Does anyone want a little bit of juicy gossip?
Of course.
Only if it's the juiciest.
It's not fully verified, but I have a friend who's apparently very good friends with this kid. This kid is young, okay? He's just turned 18 in May. Okay, this one who made the scene. Now, he's gay, okay?
And shocking.
And apparently his boyfriend is like 29. Okay,
I'm not here to judge.
Now, here's the thing. They've been dating since May. They were definitely fucking before he turned 18, right? I mean, come on. You don't just suddenly start dating someone in May right after your birthday who's 29.
Hey, look, Slater, sometimes the tastiest fruit just isn't quite ripe yet.
I mean, that's true with bananas.
Nothing's better than just a tasty, tasty boy.
Oh, man. So, either way, kudos to Kentucky Kingdom. I might actually go back now.
I can't wait till T4. Dueling.
Okay, that was awesome, too. Man, they really got... They are trolling like they are the
They're
shit.
Amazing. Their game is on point.
At what point do they just fucking go ahead and do that?
Oh,
just
man.
Like, we gotta do it. Let's fucking do this. Come on.
I just wouldn't even know what to do. I would not even know what to do.
I would applaud them.
I would too.
By the way, before I forget, hey, Ariel's boyfriend, fuck you as well. For being a little bitch.
That's right.
Ariel, I hope you're doing well.
Well, what did Ariel's boyfriend do?
No, I remember you said he got all grumpy at us.
Oh, yeah, because I called Ariel. What did I call her, a bitch? Bitch.
That oh, I'm least. Sorry. You're a dumb bitch as well.
Yeah. he's okay now. He's okay.
I had made a commitment to do it just to aggravate.
Like, he's forgiven us so much that he took one of our Ride This One stickers and put it on his laptop.
Well, nice. That is very nice. Thank you.
Nice.
So, we still stand by the fact that you're a stupid bitch, but we think pretty much everyone is. I'll give him this. He takes some really awesome roller coaster-like photos.
Yeah.
She sent me some the other day, and they were impressive. I'm going to say that. But I am looking for another host. I'm saying it again. I want a gay dude. I want you to be a flaming fucking queer. No half breeds.
Or
so
a
no
gay
bisexuals.
Chick. Or a gay chick.
I'm not playing any of this.
No. See, Goliath, we can't really bring in a gay chick because then it's almost hetero energy.
My bad. Yeah. My bad.
I'm sorry, lesbians, I love you, but you're too similar to us. We've got to have a gay.
We've got to have a gay. I can't have another person pushing this football bullshit, okay?
We need someone who does not like pussy on this show.
Seriously. But here's the problem. I keep running the fact that gays are flighty and, you know, you can't count on them. So.
That's why you got to tie them down.
It is true. It is true. So if any gays are interested, you know, give us a call at 267-433-8447. Or you can email us at ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com. Yeah.
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 So, have you all seen the new station for Blue Fire?
No.
I haven't.
Holy fucking shit, this looks insane. I just sent you guys a picture. I just texted you guys a picture of it.
Oh, shit. You can also contact Jordan at 865-237-19. Figure out the rest.
01. Dude, I swear to God, I thought that picture you sent was like, that looks like the fucking Titanic. I was like, why did you send me a picture of, like, someone viewing the Titanic wreckage?
Obviously, that is a screen.
Obviously, it's a screen, but it's still a pretty badass screen for a...
Hold on, that's a screen?
I'm sorry. I thought really for a second I was looking at all of the rides at Universal Studios.
Hey, that especially no, the ones not with that closed. Crowd level. Especially the ones that have been closed. It's great that they closed down all those rides now that you're having to wait 145 minutes for fucking Shrek.
I'm going to be honest. I would rather them still have closed Fast and Furious.
Still a good move. That was a shitty-ass ride.
I support that decision.
It is as bad as Kong. And y'all know my feeling about Kong.
I think Kong seems fine.
Have you ridden it?
I have not. Me and Lydia are planning to go to Orlando next year. It's tentative right now because I don't, you know, who the fuck knows?
Right.
I mean, we're going to get through this. It's like COVID-20's here.
I told my wife, who's a nurse, that I'm going to get a shotgun just, you know, in case she has to take the vaccine and it's wrong. At least I got it when I've got a shotgun for when she turns into a zombie.
Well, you know,
you just want to shoot your wife.
Listen, I'm ever the pessimist, but I will say the hunt for a vaccine is going incredibly well.
It is. It is.
It's close. It's close. There are so many vaccines going. One of these is going to take. So I do believe the biggest hurdle we have is not developing a vaccine that works, but getting all of these dumbasses to fucking take it even after it's proven safe.
Well, you know the reason it's taken so long, right?
Why?
Because they had to figure out how to make sure it gave everyone autism.
True. True.
Joke's on you. I've already got it.
I figured you were on the spectrum.
Yep.
I mean, if you're a coaster enthusiast, you gotta be, right? Have you
seen
it?
That's right. That's how I understand it. Kind of like, you know,
autism is strong with this one. Lord have mercy. Ugh.
But yeah, back to the coaster. New, yeah. Blue Fire had this really awesome new surround, like 3D screen in the queue for Blue Fire.
I mean, it looks cool.
It does.
If only Disney would do that with their China Pavilion.
No, they actually just did.
They finally updated. Actually do it? Because I know they've been saying they were.
I believe they I know they opened Canada Far and Wide. And I believe they opened.
Well, when I was there Shanghai in February, Canada was still the separate screens. It wasn't all one. So did they do it?
I believe
them?
They're doing the full 360. Did maybe not?
Yeah. So,
Speaking of China and Disney, are either of you all going to pay the $30 to see Mulan?
No, I'll wait till it's free.
No, I wouldn't. It is. You're right. CircleVision is individual screens. What the fuck? What the fuck, Disney?
Yeah. Well, right now, Disney's not going to want to put money into shit. Disney is the writing on the wall right now, I think, for really what's going to happen with theme parks. First of all, Disney's still not doing a Universal. Disney's still insisting on keeping people fairly safe in their parks.
Yeah.
They're doing a good job. I'll give it to them.
I've talked to a few people that are going into parks and at Disney, they're like, it's really, really been very nice.
Yeah. Because
despite the crowds, Kings Island was still doing a pretty good job.
Right. Universal's just like, yeah, just go for it.
YOLO.
YOLO. They are the Six Flags of the higher tier parks. So tell me I'm wrong. If Six Flags had a budget, they would be Universal. Minus Harry Potter.
So are you all super excited about all the Six Flags announcements, though?
I'm sad we're not going to get an announcement video, but there still are new rides coming that they're already contracted.
There are new rides that are already down in the chain, you know. And, you know, to be honest, I'm just glad they're still opening, you know.
Right. Here's the deal. 2022 is going to be hella quiet.
Yeah. Because we already had these contracts and stuff that they, you know, that they're going to continue building these coasters. And
yeah.
Yeah.
But no. Anyways, the whole reason why Disney is shutting down like a couple more of the resorts until next summer.
Yeah.
Because Disney's Polynesian. Just kind of being like, they're aware that there's really no way for them to make money with the resorts and stuff until there's vaccination. And I actually think for a Disney vacation, Disney is going to release, once the vaccines are out there readily available, they're going to be like, you have to be vaccinated to book with us and to go to a Disney park.
That would make sense.
Oh, man. I cannot wait to hear the bitching from Matt.
Oh, my goodness. That's going to be amazing. I mean.
And oh, man. Yeah. All of the fake medical exemption cards we're going to see.
Right.
I cannot wait to see my mother's.
But, wow. I mean, it's not, you know, hopefully they stick to what they've been doing, you know. They've been very good, you know. Sorry, your kid is 2 years old and above. You can't come in if she doesn't have a mask.
Yeah. And here's the deal. I will absolutely get vaccinated, but I am not going to get vaccinated the second it comes out.
Especially
if they rush it. I will give it a couple of months to see how people are tolerating it, and then I will get it. But I'm not too concerned about it. I just feel like once me and my kind of group of people are vaccinated, it just kind of feel like it opens the world for me again.
Once you know, the rest of the world opens to us.
Well, you
go
know.
Go out and vote, y'all.
Please. Please go vote.
And, you know, remember, vote twice by mail to test it.
Yeah, apparently.
Go vote in person. In case your vote by mail didn't count. I'm quoting the president.
Or you can take your absentee vote. You can actually drop it off, okay? And do it before election day so you're at lower risks, okay? There are ways where you don't have to go wait in that line. Luckily, where I live, it's not a big city. We don't really run into the whole line situation. I can kind of in there and out in less than 5 minutes, really kind of avoid people. But that's just not true with a lot of people.
And luckily, where I live, people can't read and are scared of voting.
Right. Right.
That's right.
Don't even think that the racists and the old people aren't going to get out there to vote. They are.
They 100% are. So go out and vote.
If you see
an old person in line and they don't look progressive, you cough on them.
Right. I'll be honest. I just basically have accepted that Trump will probably win again. And it hurts my soul, but I'm just preparing.
That's why Slater is opening a bar. He needs that level of access to alcohol for the next 4 years.
You have no idea. I have spent a lot of money on alcohol, and people, God knows, I spend a lot of money. So, yeah.
This has all been my plan. I've just waited on you to get a bar so I can show up and just flirt with you and get free alcohol.
You don't have to flirt with me. I'll give my friends free alcohol. I don't even fucking care.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not in the loop.
No, that's where I would draw the line. I'd have to be like, dude, one free drink. And he's like, okay, grabs a whole bottle of something.
A year later, we see John Tapper come visit Slater's bar.
Oh, Lord. I don't even know who or what this is.
Legend would want to be on the show then.
Oh, yeah, he would. If John Tapper was here, Legend would be here.
Oh, gosh. Does anyone even still listen to them in the Loop anymore? I mean, apparently.
I've forgotten because I've been wrapped up in...
Since they can't do cruise videos, are they relevant?
Oh, my God. The cruise videos, where have they gone?
So who, all right, I want to know, like, the second they reopen actual cruises, like the first cruises to sell out of the United States, who books that trip? Like, Goliath. Who's going on that?
Yeah, Goliath, no. That is no. Who.
No, I'm good, thanks.
No. I'll, to me, like, there needs to be, like, a good year of cruise sailings with no, like, incidents before I think I would be like feel like okay I can go on a cruise.
Disney's talking about when they go back to cruising being able to cruise with 70% occupancy.
Let's go. Let's do this.
70% occupancy.
I yeah. support
that is
it.
Insane.
I oh, I can tell it, you. I also ate at Golden Corral yesterday.
Oh God in heaven!
No, I'm just kidding. I didn't do that pre-pandemic.
did you eat at Wood-Fired Grill?
I did not.
By, yeah.
No, I ate at Paula God. Deen's restaurant because racism makes everything taste better.
Listen, it I'm does. Sorry. Her fucking angel biscuits are the shit. They're cheddar biscuits. They're delicious.
Oh, her cheddar biscuits are...
Listen, that racism tastes delicious. If you can have your Chick-fil-A, I can have my Paula. So
you can have Mama Paula.
Have we recorded since I got back from my vacation?
No. I don't believe we have.
I don't think so.
I went on a vacation, y'all.
Slater took a big risk.
Yeah, such a big risk. I went and we stayed in a cabin literally in the middle of nowhere.
No. You just went to Arkansas.
I did, but it was on the border of Missouri and Arkansas, again in the middle of nowhere. I spent my time going on hikes and going through drive-thrus. We stayed in this small little town. Actually, technically, it was in Missouri. I thought we were in Arkansas, but no, we actually had to drive into Arkansas. We actually stayed in Cassville, Missouri. Tiny little, you'd never know it was their town. Nothing
exciting. Slater is so desperate for dick, he was hoping deliverance would happen.
Hoping. Listen, I'm all good. I have no problem fucking a country boy. So... I did find this place that has the best donuts ever, and it was run by this Asian lady in this small little middle of nowhere town. They were incredible.
China donuts from China.
Just moving on. Anyways, it was a decent enough vacation. We were right in between, like, Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and Branson. So we did a Branson trip one day, which we didn't actually go anywhere. We walked the landing. We went and got a coffee from my favorite place, Vintage Paris, and just sat on their patio, which they're moving. I'm a little sad. They're moving to a different location.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they've done so well, they need a bigger location, but I kind of love that building. So
well, it's good that they're doing well, but I hope they don't fuck up the atmosphere in the new location.
That's literally my concern. I'm like, why don't you just open a second location?
That's one of the big, you know, concerns. Like when you get a coffee shop you love, and then they're like, oh, hey, congratulations, we're upgrading. What makes it the coffee shop? We had that one here. It was like, it even had like, we had one here and it moved and it did not retain the atmosphere that it did originally. It sucked. Yeah.
Here's my thing. I have hopes in that where they're moving is an incredible view.
That's good.
So I think it's going to be different. But, you know, their product is also incredibly solid. I literally just order their coffee. That's what I drink. I get their whole bean coffee shipped to me once every 2 weeks. So that's – but either way, though, it was cool. We walked in the landing. That was fun. We didn't go into any shops or anything because really there's nothing I want to buy at the landing. Although they had the Shipwreck Museum. It's the same museum that's in Gatlinburg, but they've opened one in Branson now.
Are you talking about the Titanic Museum?
No, it's just called Shipwrecked, and I know you really? All have one there.
I had no fucking idea about this.
Yeah.
Shipwrecked, you said?
Yeah. And it's got, like, artifacts from shipwrecks all across the world.
Does it have corpses?
I don't know. I didn't actually get to do it because, again, it's inside.
If they have a duck boat, I am going to just be so excited.
I mean, hey. But it was weird to be in Branson a bit, like, get a little sad because like there's all these things I want to do and I'm like, oh no, I can't. Like it sucks. And in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, okay, where was our main plan, they have a tiki shop, okay? Treasures of the South Pacific is the name of the store. And I'm like, nice. The only store I was going to risk going in. I'll wear my mask. It's small, so it's never busy. So I'm just like, I'm going to go there. I'm going to run in, spend 10 minutes, probably buy a mug, and walk out. First of all, they're under a mask ordinance there. I walk in. First, the lady running the shop is not wearing a mask. No, I'm in there for 2 seconds, and she starts coughing up a lung. I hightail it out of there. I'm like, I just literally turn around, and I'm gone. I'm like, no. Are you fucking kidding me? The first time I attempt to do something, and I'm like, you fucking COVID-carrying bitch. Like, god dang it.
Wow.
I really, really wanted to go there, too, so that bummed me out.
But holy shit, man. Be careful what you wish for is the moral of this story. That's my bad, man.
But oh well. Oh well. Overall, it was still a nice vacation. I hate coming back to regular life because regular life is a fucking nightmare. So I'm handling this pandemic just fine.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, and sure. in other sad news, rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman.
That is so sad. I was just done with this year when that happened.
Oh man, that sucked. That I thought somebody like fucked up and hacked Twitter or something. I was like, no, this can't be real. Oh shit, it is. So rest in peace, Black Panther and Vontae Mack.
Listen,
from Draft
A. I figured it out. It's obvious. 2020 is obviously a Trumper. It's killing all of the black people. Killing them all. Okay. I was just like, Jesus Christ. 2020, for God's sakes, Black Lives Matter, you fucking asshole.
Man, I went to try to buy the new Kobe's they released, but that shit sold out quick. I wanted those shoes. Damn, they look cool.
They won't make you jump higher.
I am aware of that. That's why I'm doing leg exercises real hard again.
So why do you need to jump? You're never play. You are like the opposite build for basketball.
Yeah, I really was.
Like you are a football build, 100%. But yeah.
Well, the football shoes are just cleats.
I know.
It scares me the clickety clack when I'm
right,
walking.
Tua will tickle your taint.
No, Tua's a good man.
If Tua offered to suck your dick, would you say no?
Yes, because I don't deserve him.
I bet if Tua asked you to make the dildo, it'd be done already.
Tua would get my actual dick. That man has brought me more joy in my life.
I just need to become a successful like football player. That's how I do it.
There you go.
Shit, considering how much you can make on your fucking autograph, I should.
Yeah. Well, hey, Patrick Mahomes, your quarterback, man, Kansas City, 10 years, $500 million contract.
That's crazy. Like, that's
didn't
insane.
He say that he was going to not play until they changed names from the Chiefs?
No. I haven't heard anything
I'm pretty
about that.
Sure he said that.
He's been practicing.
I know he has.
You know what's fun, though? This man made so much money that he bought part of another sports team. He bought part of the Royals. That is amazing to me.
Wow. Wow. So apparently, there is a new, like, 250-acre project happening in Gatlinburg. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, it's Sevierville. It's apparently going to be, like, right off the interstate. They're going to work on making, like, a 200-plus-acre space.
I'm guessing it's there's going to maybe be like a I'm hearing it might be kind of like a OWA thing.
Nice.
Which would be cool. I don't know if they'll do
shopping,
a park.
Dining, you know, places to
hopefully
stay,
hopefully they
park.
Don't go with the rides that OWA did.
Hopefully not. There's not a lot of details yet. No. We're probably looking at like a 2024, 2025 kind of opening for this thing.
You know, I have no idea how Soaky Mountain is doing up here. I really need to kind of see if it's going to make it to another year, because I would like to check it out next year.
Oh, it'll at least get a second season.
Yeah.
I mean,
Sorry, go ahead.
Here's the thing. Fact is, this will pass. We will get through this epidemic, and tourism is going to fucking surge. Okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And banks will absolutely be giving loans. So people need an operational loan just to keep going. They're going to give it to people because it's in the interest of the banks to do so. I'm not concerned. Everyone's freaking out about our economy. I'm like, our economy is fucking fine. It could be better, but, you know, we're going to be fine. You can look at history. Every time a pandemic ends, the economy always boosts back up really quickly. This is not going to be any different. So people need to quit worrying about
their retirements. And a dragon is born.
Gosh. Not tons of theme park news. I mean, Disney has started construction on pretty much all their projects again.
Have you all heard about the Rowdy Bear coaster cart?
No, what?
So, Wiegand, which is one of the big mountain coasters, they have a side-by-side mountain coaster, two-person vehicle, and instead of it being controlled by a the brake and stuff, you actually have a foot pedal that will control the vehicle via limb motors. And Rowdy Bear Adventure Park is in the process of opening one later this year.
Interesting.
Yes. So is it going to be kind of similar to whatever it is they're putting on the carnival, the Mardi Gras?
It's not. This is more of a mountain coaster, but you can control the mountain coaster.
Okay.
It looks really cool. So it's like a go-kart meets mountain coaster.
Well, I mean, if you want to control a mountain coaster now, you can just run out in the woods and break the track, and then it becomes like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
That's true. This ride is too intense.
It's just a figure eight.
That thing was cool as hell, though. The mountain coasters there are getting so much better.
I can't wait. My sister, for their vacation, originally she said, oh, maybe I'll go out to Gatlinburg. I'm like, no! Don't go there!
No.
I'm like, but actually, I think that's one of the first places that we are going to go once this all shit is over. We're going to go get a cabin and stay out there, because I love that area. But so
oh, yay! I'm going to get to spend time with Slater.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to be like, yeah, we had a great time in Gatlinburg. Sorry we didn't see you.
That's not true. I have made arrangements to see you every time I've been down there.
Oh, I know.
You know. Oh, man. I'm just trying to see if there's any news. Cedar Point fucktards. What? There have been markings at Cedar Point. I actually know someone who works that. It is for lampposts and basic infrastructure and electrical upgrades. They're not getting another roller coaster next year. It's not happening.
We're not anything getting the 500-foot T-Rex?
No. Anything that could be scrapped at Cedar Fair was scrapped. Okay? Nothing's
including
happening.
Running during the winter or the fall.
Let's see here.
Gaylord Palms is replacing ice with I Love Christmas Movies.
And Drew the Intern wept.
Yeah.
Yes.
The governor of Florida, a.k.a. a fucking idiot, is now saying that they can increase capacity at all Florida parks.
Increase them all. Let's pack them in.
Lord.
We gotta get those deaths up.
Lord.
Well, I will tell you, there is one place that will not be increasing capacity, and that is IAPA.
No.
Thank God.
M squared, you will have to buy your cancer rides elsewhere.
The former Schlitterbahn in Kansas City, new plans are in the works to redevelop the site of the former Schlitterbahn in Kansas City water park into a new multi-sport complex.
Because nothing bad has ever involved sports.
I'm a little concerned. The goal is to build a site with indoor and outdoor field offerings for soccer, football, baseball, lacrosse, and more, along with some water sport features.
Oh boy! Seem appropriate.
Okay. I mean, are we talking like R. Kelly water sports?
That's what I'm thinking.
Welcome to welcome to the Verrook Memorial Arena.
So, also, Silverwood is teasing a new ride for 2021.
Silverwood, of all the parks to actually be getting something.
Well, they're getting something, Silverwood. But it's used for some other park, because that's what they do. Yeah.
Silverwood isn't saying exactly what is coming. They have confirmed that they have something new coming in 2021, however. It's been a long time since the park added major new attractions, which last happened back in 2016 when they added Riptide Racers. I wouldn't call that major.
their Twitter was like, 3,000-something days, we're getting a new ride. I'm like, oh god, you all are just... I weep for you.
Here's the issue. They had also announced a Light Up the Night drone show for this year, and it never happened. So are they just trying to tease that again?
I really hope so. That would be just fucking... It's Idaho, man.
Right.
Fucking Idaho.
Yeah. Disneyland has started vertical construction of their Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
That's going to be great for all the not guests.
Yes. I mean, by the time that opens, everything should be good.
Is it crazy to think about that Magic Mountain's still not open, Knott's Berry Farm not open, Disneyland not open? Like, how wild is that?
It's sane. That's what it is. It's
I'm
sane.
Proud of California. Yeah.
It's just I'm proud of California. It's one of those things where it's like crazy to think about that those parks are sitting empty. I mean, not totally.
There were some kids that broke into Magic Mountain.
You know what? And I respect that because you know boys will be boys.
And we know he loves his boys.
My boys, my sweet. Sweet rosy-cheeked boys with also nice-faced cheeks.
Also, I have to point out, Fun Spot America failed their COVID-19 task force inspection.
Are we shocked?
In Florida!
Are we shocked?
Oh my goodness, no. Shocker.
Their owner was out there like, this is bullshit, that is not real. QAnon told me it was not.
Also, Carnival has announced that they will be adding a second Bolt coaster.
Nice.
They're just going to double stack them.
Probably. Oh, Lord.
Their Goliath's going to go up for his ride. They're going to be like, you have to be on the bottom one. For the first time in your life, Goliath, you are a bottom.
As long as I can eat, I'm good.
Also,
that's why you're a bottom.
So, let's see. Also, it looks like the trains from Vortex have been moved to Carowinds.
Yes. Yes.
The ride lives on.
It does. Well, you know what happened, right? So, like, they celebrated, it's Carowinds' 40th birthday. It's the shitty ride there. It's Carolina Cyclones' 40th birthday. So, they're getting new trains. You know what happened?
And then they're
going to
tear it down the next year.
That's right. You know it. That's what's going to happen.
That thing, until it is just not able to be maintained, will be there. Because it's in such a small
little area.
Real you can't put anything there.
Straight. That's true.
And honestly, I don't think it's that bad.
It's the seatbelts that fuck that ride up.
It's not bad. I think it's fine. I enjoy it. There are worse things at Carowinds that should be removed. Fucking Hurler.
Thank you. Or RMC it. Do fucking something.
Do anything. But, man, it is really weird. Not bad. It's just weird. Being at King's Island and not seeing Vortex over by Beast.
It's wrong. And it now I don't know how long it's going to be till something replaces it.
Yeah. It's
going to
be quite a while.
I would love for them to put water, though, back at the near the station of the beast like they used to, but then people would just throw fucking trash in it.
I would like to see them get a launched multi-looper that's like actually outside and not awful.
So, Copperhead Strike?
No, more intense than that. More intense.
So blue fire?
More like that.
As long as it doesn't like stop at the top of the lake.
But you know who I want them to hire to do it is Vekoma. I want one of them new version Vekomas, because those things look sick.
Dude, Vekomas are good. Like that new one at Dollywood is really good. I'm for a kids coaster. That is the best family.
That's
coaster.
A lot of fun, man.
Especially
that
in the back.
Is a
holy
lot of fun.
Crap! That thing is intense.
It hauls ass.
It does.
It hauls all sorts of ass. I like it a lot.
That would go for my favorite kids coaster for sure.
You know what really is annoying? Trying to talk to Disney fans about Rock and Roller Coaster and explain to them why it's actually not a great ride.
It is the most overrated fucking thing.
First of all, they try to act like it's innovative. I'm like, someone did that way before Disney, guys. Like, that is not innovative. It's dated. Extremely so.
It's still a good ride. I have no problem with it.
But to call it exciting or
smooth, no, not at all. Not at all. But you know, I don't want to. It's not a terrible ride.
It is time for a retheme on it.
I'm fine with that. A retheme, hell yeah, let's do it.
I want it to
as long as they don't bring those fucking MK-1212s. Fuck that.
It just needs to be rethemed to the Goofy movie. You're trying to get to the Powerline concert. That's what I want.
That would be amazing.
That would be awesome. I'm in.
Stand out across the. Oh, come on, that's the shit. I love that movie.
As long as we get just at some point, I just want an Easter egg. It doesn't have to be part of the ride. I want to see Bigfoot.
Yeah. You have to have Bigfoot.
Goliath, we found you a job.
Nice.
No, Muscle Daddy, you're closer to Bigfoot than Goliath.
I don't know. Bigfoot, man, his traps are a little bit small. I got them big traps.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just over here trying to get swole.
Still not tons of news, unfortunately.
Movie Park Germany's got something cool going
on. Yeah, they're, guess, a new Intamin coaster. What are the details we got there?
Multi-dimensional Intamin coaster. First double launched indoor coaster. Multi-directional roller coaster. And Europe's first roller coaster to accelerate backwards.
So this sounds like basically it's actually quite a small coaster. It's just inside.
Yeah. Multimedia and sound and effects, two acceleration lines forwards and backwards, as well as an indoor 360-degree turning platform.
Yeah. Indoor Fire Chaser Express. That's what we're getting out there.
Hey.
Fire Chaser.
Not a bad ride.
It's not a great ride either.
No, you're absolutely right.
But it looks more... Okay, here's the issue with the Fire Chaser. It looks more impressive than it rides.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like, it looks awesome up there on that hill.
It's definitely not hour and a half wait.
Goliath, can you ride Fire Chaser in any spot but the front?
No.
I can't either. My knees, dude, like...
No.
My boyfriend couldn't. He's too tall. We had to ride in the front.
You have to ride in the front. You have to request the front. You have to wait for the front. But yeah.
It's fun. It's fun.
It is a cute ride. It is fun. Yeah.
I love the backwards launch with the fire. I love anything that includes fire. Like, you get the heat of the flames. It's just really awesome effect.
I like the big picture of Dolly in there. Because boobs.
Boobs.
I love Dolly. I love that she came out, like, screaming for Black Lives Matter. I'm like, I love you even more. And then all these stupid rednecks were like, oh, well, I guess we got to boycott Dolly. I'm like, go ahead and try. Just try. You can't boycott Dolly fucking Parton.
If there's one thing the white trash around here, specifically in East Tennessee, they will rage against everything. They will boycott anything. But they're like, fuck, man, Dolly's entitled to her opinion. I mean, exactly. She's done a lot. She's done a lot for the community.
She's a good person. Maybe some of these fuckers could start following suit.
I love Dolly so much. There ain't much about the South that I like, but God bless, I love me some Dolly.
Ugh, I love me some Dolly too. I mean,
I love me some Dolly, and did not think I'd ever say this. I love me some T-Swift.
Yeah, gross. You know what? I bet Dolly Parton's vagina smells like cedar and vanilla. Just saying.
I like vanilla.
You like it? Or
I like vanilla and I like lemon. Those are scents I enjoy.
I love the smell of like cedar and pine and like campfire. I like those kinds of things.
Man, aren't you? I hope you didn't have.
I like dark ride. I like dark ride water smell.
I mean, like the smell of candy and
little boys.
Young sweat off a boy. And tasty, tasty. She give them, and teaching them how to be a man.
You know, people can't even take it. I just, you know what? Just I'm moving on. We're officially canceled at this. Oh, man. Oh, and why do you like Taylor Swift? Fucking hell, why? I don't get her. No, I just don't get her.
No, not even the music or all that. Just that she's been much more. She's finally talking politics, and they're good politics.
Well, I would hope so.
They are. It's hilarious. Did not think she would have better politics than Kanye West back when everything happened, but here we are.
Kanye fucking West. People just, he needs canceled. That is someone that people need to be like, oh, you literally have a mental illness. Like, get help. But no.
I want to see how far along building a cult he can get.
Seriously. Oh my gosh, the Yeezy cult. Fucking hate that dude.
Let the cult happen. I want his ranch up in Montana just to become a cult place. That's all I want at this point. I want a Kanye cult.
Yeah. He's probably hanging out with RuPaul, who's fucking disappeared. Like, come on. I know you all, well, you kind of follow Drag Race. Are you familiar at all with this whole RuPaul disappearing act bullshit?
I am not, man. I've not kept up with it as much as I did. I've kind of...
Okay. Like, yeah, I mean, because it gets a little repetitive. I still keep up
with Queens and stuff, but...
But here's what happened. So basically, several months ago, we're talking like March, April, RuPaul deleted everything on her Twitter, her Instagram, everything, and has went completely black. We've heard nothing. Wow. The only thing we've heard is when that one drag queen the other day died, unfortunately. Hmm. Small statement from her publicist. Yeah. That's it. But beyond that, we see nothing. Michelle Visage did the same thing. Also has went completely silent, deleted everything. What the fuck? Like, what the fuck? And I kind of feel like all this Black Lives Matter stuff started happening, everything, and RuPaul is not wanting to get involved in everything. So it's like, I'm just going to completely pull out in 2020 and come back when the shit's over. That's my guess. But it's like, not a good look. I don't like it.
No, it's not.
Or she's legit sick. That's something like RuPaul's real sick. I don't know.
Now I'm always going to be nervous about celebrities if they look different at all or if they go dark or whatever, because I'm just like...
Like Chadwick Renee Boseman Zellweger when she got a completely new face overnight?
No, that's fine. If you get a completely new face, you just Botox, man.
I just don't get it. I would never put shit like that in my face. Only thing I put in my face is dick and balls.
Ah, I was thinking that.
Yeah, I know you were. So I had literally like two people in this last week, and I'm not even kidding. This is not a joke. I had two people ask me if you've let me suck your dick.
What do people not understand about I'm married? I don't do that shit.
I love that that's your reason why. Like, it's, I'm married, that's why.
I'm sorry, and I could do better.
Fuck you. No, you could not.
You're going to put a wig on and pretend to be your sister. It's still not going to work.
Yeah. I'm prettier than my sister.
Yes, you are.
All right, guys. So, post-pandemic, which I feel like we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. I still think it's going to be late summer to fall, winter, before things kind of reach a semi-normalcy where enough people have been vaccinated. But what are you going to do? What's the one thing that you get to do that makes it click in your head that this is over?
I can go to a sporting event. I want to go to a fucking football or basketball game.
Okay.
That's when I'll feel normal again.
How about you, Goliath?
I want to be able to just go out to a restaurant and not be worried.
Yeah.
Like, that is, I did not realize how much I enjoyed going out to restaurants.
Really?
Yes. Like, that was like one of our big things, like, you know, and I haven't really gone to restaurants at all since this whole shit started, and I fucking miss it. What about you, Slater?
It's two things. Well, one,
getting fucked.
Grinder. Boy, you have no idea. But stepping outside of that, it's a few things. One, going to a movie theater and seeing a movie.
Now I was reading one of the theaters, you can actually rent the whole theater for like $500.
Yeah, I would.
Are you
do
kidding?
That.
The one no. There's a movie theater next to my house, $125.
Really? For the whole theater?
$125.
But there's nothing to go see. So
that's true.
You can go see Tenet.
Yeah, I don't care.
What the fuck is even that?
I don't even know.
I don't either. You have not explained this to me, Christopher Nolan.
I'm sure it's.
But it's a new annoying. Movie. It's a new movie.
But it's doing that. Obviously, going to theme park. But I think the big thing is going to be Hollywood Nights next year if everything works out.
Yes. Oh, I miss
that. Really hope so.
I was sitting there watching Hollywood Nights stuff. I was like, oh, I want to be there.
Honestly, I legit miss you guys because normally by now we would have seen each other and at least done something. And that nothing's happened. I miss all of like my Slack crew. I miss everybody. And by the way, it is still tentatively planned that we are going to do an RTO meetup at Hollywood Nights next year. It is tentative, okay? And let me make something very clear. You must be vaccinated. Sorry.
And not just for COVID. We want all of them.
Hepatitis.
You get bring your flu shot too.
Also, oh my God, we are moving so many fucking flu shots.
By the way, I've about had it, so I'm just gonna fucking say it. Fuck you, yeah. Andrew Locke, you piece of shit. Feels good. I've been nice for way too long. Racist Yay. Piece of shit asshole.
Slater's staring the pot.
Anything to do with him? Yeah, I ain't no fucking pot. That motherfucker stirs all the pots. Defending the fucking death. Oh my God. Oh, okay. You know what? I'm just not going to get into this, but fuck him. I'm done with that bullshit. But no.
We're here to let Slater get it out of his system because he's the one who struggled the most.
I know. Everyone else, this has been so easy for them. No.
Honestly, my life ain't changed that much. Everybody's like, oh, quarantine. I'm like, I'm still got to go to work every day.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm cool with never actually going back physically into work again. But I'm also will be glad when I can do that without fear. Like, I don't really want to. But also, once this is over, I plan to, like, you know, take the risk and open my bar. So I know I'm going to be busy. But I'm also, like, excited as fuck about that. Like, I know it's going to be hard, but...
That will be the only good reason I've ever had to go to St. Louis.
No, City Museum is worth going for. If you've never been to City Museum, go to fucking City Museum.
The thing is, I watched the struggle that Legend had in doing stuff at that museum, and I know my big ass would get stuck.
Okay, there's only a couple of things there that they're designed for children, but, you know, you've got to go.
And
but
also,
don't go without me.
I can't
I will
go in
show
if
you
there's
around.
Fucking kids, man. I can't go in if there's kids. You know the rules.
We'll go to the one of their adult only like events where they're having like all their bars open and everything.
That would be great. Yeah. I can't wear basketball shorts to that place, man. It just wouldn't work out.
You know what? Let's go when there's kids and wear basketball shorts. I have several listeners who are willing to pay for that photo. They're so sure I have it.
Everybody, he does not have pictures of me. Text my wife.
Here's the deal. He has never let me suck his dick. I've never tried to suck his dick.
We were in a cabin together and he didn't even try. We were in a cabin with Brinks and he didn't try.
No, I'm surprised Brinks didn't try. Maybe he did and you just didn't tell me. The one thing, there's only one thing that's happened, is he full-on fucked me up the ass and bred me good. But that's it. Absolutely. It was a one-time thing.
It was a one-time thing. It's fine. After
It was just a good fuck session between a couple of good friends.
And there were no videos.
When we were done, we high-fived and said, good job. You know,
and we talked about football for 20 minutes.
We didn't talk about football. It's not ridiculous. Oh, Lord.
I will say this, though. I was so secure in my masculinity that I walked around a cabin in my boxers with three gay men.
Yes, he did. And we all took a good look. Some of us more than others. You about killed Brinks. Brinks didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do. Brinks, by the way, congratulations. He just got a new job. And yes. Unfortunately, that means Brinks is going to be moving out into the New York, Pennsylvania area. But also good news. I have a free place to stay out there now. So, hey. He's going to be actually really, really close to Knoebels.
Nice.
Well, that it will be wonderful. Congratulations to Brinks.
Yes, yes.
Now, I got a question. Did y'all watch the Action Park documentary?
No, I want to watch it, though.
Oh, you got to. It's so good.
I'm trying to remember. I can't remember if I've watched one of them on it. I think maybe it might have been the Defunctland one, though.
Okay. I watched the day it came out. Oh, it's so good. That place was so fucked up. That even Donald Trump wouldn't buy into it.
The fucking heart attack pool that they had.
So much stuff, you know?
I still love that they're like, all right, we're going to put a loop in this bitch. Y'all go test it.
Someone else tried to do it again later. In fact, it's still standing here in Missouri. It's, but never sold. It never sold.
Well, I mean, they've got one of those, they've got one of the looping slides up at the wilderness here, but I mean, you know, this one was actually engineered.
Well, you know, hey, who needs to engineer things, right, Schlitterbahn?
It looks good.
What's the sound of that? Is that me turning on a pottery wheel and trying to lure a boy ghost? Oh, Opie has no head. That's my second favorite part. Never mind.
Oh, Lord. Oh, it really was a tragic incident.
Yes,
I just remember when I got the news, I was with my sister when that happened. And I said, well, Schlitterbahn's closing down.
And of all the fucking kids to get their head cut off on a ride, it's a fucking senator's.
Seriously. You know, and it's one of those rides that when they built it, I one of the first things I said is like, I don't know if that's safe. It just had so many issues, and it's like, fucking stupid. And it's a shame, because beyond that stupid thing, the park was actually really fun. So it really is a shame.
The Schlitterbahn parks are awesome.
You know, and I'm just like, for that same money, y'all could have built a killer water coaster.
Well, they already
and it
did
brought
build,
in
build
a
killer
people.
Water coaster.
They did build a killer water
coaster. Yes, they did. Oh, man. Also, I think it's just because the death was such a, like, decapitation. Like,
right.
It's just this very visceral, violent kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
I always imagine the body being there and the head coming down after it.
So basically, like the loop at that park at Action Park.
Yeah. So here apparently, comes the loop. Apparently, we are going to be on an upcoming episode of Your Favorite Coaster Sucks. Some reason we agreed to this bullshit.
That fucking show's still going?
Apparently. They're recording more consistently than we fucking are.
That is not wrong.
That's true. Although, here's the thing. Things have been, like, really crazy. I think we're going to try to get back more into a rhythm. So, I think we're start hearing us from least every 2 weeks again. So,
my schedule's just been crazy because it's UPS right now is crazy. And, hey, I finally got full-time tractor trailers.
Nice. So,
that is my full-time, finally. Yeah, I'm...
You've been working towards
very
it.
Very happy about that.
So congratulations. Oh, also exciting news. We are going to be scheduling and having Jason on the podcast soon.
What? Finally!
Yeah. Wow. So it'll be nice to have another fucking gay on this show. He's going to give
Goliath
you so much
will
shit
not
for not
be a part
that
of that show. Goliath will not be on there. We cannot trust him not to say something that will get him canceled.
You know what? It's fine because Jason can handle him. Jason will read Goliath for filth. And it will be wonderful.
Goliath, I know that you will do your best, and you will just happen to be eating watermelon and fried chicken that day.
I will
and
try.
We will let it go.
Listen, if I can eat watermelon fried chicken at any point, I'm not saying no. Those are literally my two favorite foods. I don't give a shit.
I'm going to say this right now. I hate watermelon.
What?
I do not. I hate it. Hate the smell, hate the taste. The only fruit / vegetable that I can't stand the smell of more is cucumbers.
I don't understand you.
I hate the smell of cucumbers. It smells terrible, man. I love pickles, though. Love a good pickle.
Well, at least that.
Put a little bit of vinegar on it for a while and, you know, you're good.
Absolutely, man. Vinegar's wonderful. Vinegar does so many things. That's why we call them our vinegar strokes.
I miss that show so much.
That was a fun show, man. I love that. I love that episode with Jeff Goldblum on it. He's always fun.
Jeff Goldblum's wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I'm actually very excited for the new Jurassic Park when it comes out because he's going to be in it. So excited.
I am too. I love Universal's continued. We don't know what the fuck you're talking about. We're not building a fucking coaster.
Oh my god.
As they move a saran wrapped velociraptor over ground.
What could it be? I am so excited for that ride. That is going to be one of the best rides I walk a shame. Oh my god, I can't wait.
Oh man, that thing looks like a fucking blast. I cannot wait for that thing to be open.
It looks awesome.
I'm really not sure what the fuck is going on with them not at least, like, you don't have to announce at all, but, like, announce, yes, we're building something. The whole pretending you're not is kind of crazy.
They don't want an Iron Gwazi situation.
Oh, Lord.
But the thing is, they're actually going to pay for it. They're actually going to pay for their ride.
I cannot believe that Iron Gwazi is still not open. Look,
as far as I understand, Iron Gwazi is now paid for, but I think they have every intention on just making that and billing it big for 2021. I'm like, they're going to get their money's worth out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They didn't pay for it. They made a trade. They're like, look, we'll give you two orcas and an otter. And RMC, Adam Schulke's like, dude, I've always wanted a fucking otter. Like, no, we need money, but an
Adam
otter.
He is an otter. A daddy otter. I'm so fucking thirsty.
Otters are vicious little creatures. They're cute as can be, but
oh my god. First of all, they like to rape their, like, if they don't, they'll literally kidnap, like, the babies of other otters that they don't like.
The boys.
Rape them to death. Will rape them to death.
Maybe I am an otter.
No, you're definitely a bear. You're a right.
Bear and a half.
Mm-hmm.
No muscle. I'm not,
that hairy though. Yeah,
you're pretty hairy.
Yeah.
Muscle Daddy, what's your thoughts about Metallica redoing Nothing Else Matters for Disney's Jungle Cruise?
I'm kind of over Metallica at this point because they were charging like $150 to come watch a fucking film of them and calling it a concert.
Well, most people are. Most bands are doing that. And
I'm not interested in that. I want to be there. If I'm going to a concert, especially a rock concert, I want to be able to bang bodies, and I want the experience.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%.
Metallica is kind of the whiny bitch of, like, rock. I've not liked them for a while. First of all, when Glee was at the height of its popularity, which, by the way, like, can we just go ahead and plan on the rest of them dying? You want to talk about a cursed show.
No shit, dude.
Heroin overdose, suicide due to being, like, into the boys.
Lea Michele just had a baby.
Yeah, but she's also a real-ass cunt who's been totally canceled. And then the other girl just drowned the other day, mysteriously off her boat. So
it's a cute little baby.
Literally more than half of the, like, original main kid cast is, like, dead now. It's pretty fucking dark. What were we talking about? I got distracted by Glee.
Metallica.
So when Glee was at the highest popularity, you know, people were clamoring to have, you know, someone do their music. Well, they approached Metallica, and Metallica was like, no, we don't want to have any part of that. It's not metal, like, type of bullshit thing. Like, okay. They were also one of the big ones, the biggest assholes at the beginning of the whole digital music change.
Yeah.
Who were really the dicks.
Napster.
They were,
fuck you, Lars.
Yeah.
Look at this. Poor Lars cannot get his solid gold fish tank.
So, fuck them. I am just like, I don't care about them. Also, I don't think their music is really that groundbreaking or wonderful.
The Black Album was incredible.
It was. I enjoy Metallica, so I'm kind of interested to see how they're going to rewrite Nothing Else Matters for Jungle Cruise. That's just...
Well, I will say this, if there was ever a band that didn't need a documentary about them, it was Metallica.
Holy
because it just
shit,
made me hate them so much more.
Fuck. Oh my God.
It made me hate them so much. I'm like, you all are just such douchebags.
Especially James Hetfield.
Okay,
fuck that guy.
You want to talk about musicians who aren't in it for the music? They're totally about the money. And I don't blame people for being about the money, but...
Yeah. I mean, I feel like everybody, they start out at a certain point, you're like, yeah, music's fun, but God, this is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I like money.
All right. But you know what, guys? I got shit I gotta do. I have to go to my mother-in-law's today for my brother-in-law's birthday, where we will be meeting his girlfriend, which is weird, because here's the thing. He'll blatantly say to us, well, she's pretty enough. I'm not really that attracted to her, but she'll put up with me.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He admits that.
It's true.
So
that's true.
It's kind of this fucked up thing. So we get to go meet her. So that's going to be fun. So I'm not looking forward to it. It's going to be hot and we're going to have to be outside because neither of them, they both work outside and it's just this whole mess. And I'm just, but I got to go do that. So I need to be able to grab a shower and shit. So we got to get the fuck out of here.
We do.
So, but before we do, we need to have our final thoughts. So Goliath, why don't we go to you first? What are your final thoughts?
Fuck. I don't know. I don't really have one right now. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters.
Nothing else matters. You tried so hard and got so far.
That's Linkin Park.
I know it's Linkin Park.
I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Here, Linkin Park is much more badass because at least one of them killed themselves.
Woo! Rest in peace, Chester, hanging out with Chris Cornell.
No, they're in hell. People who kill themselves go to hell. Anyway.
There's going to be some awesome concert down there, though. Shit.
God dang.
That's awesome. Kurt Cobain's not in hell, then.
No. No.
Well, no, because he didn't kill himself. Fucking Courtney.
I know. That's why he's not in hell.
Courtney Love did not. She hired someone to kill him.
Well, either way, it was her fault.
It was fucking her fault. I'm sorry. I just... the whole, there's a whole thing. You could go, like, if anyone, there's tons of proof against the fact that he killed himself, so whatever.
Well, Moving on, I figured out my final thought.
Okay.
I'm super excited. What I need to do is I need to buy some tigers, okay? And then I need to kill someone, put them under the, put them under my septic system, and then I can be part of Dancing with the Stars.
Well, you have the same body shape as her.
Carol fucking Baskins, baby. Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. How bad do they have to be that they got Carol fucking Baskins to do Dancing with the Stars?
I mean, it's wonderful.
It really is wonderful.
All right, Muscle Daddy. What are your final thoughts?
Very well. Where do I begin? My father was a relentlessly self-improving Bonnier's owner from Belgium, with low-grade narcolepsy and a penchant for buggery. My mother was a 15-year-old French prostitute named Chloe with webbed feet. My father would womanize, he would drink, he would make outrageous claims like he invented the question mark. Sometimes he would accuse chestnuts of being lazy, the sort of general malaise that the genius possess and the insane lament. My childhood was typical. You know, summers in Rangoon, lose lessons. In spring, we'd make meat helmets. When I was insolent, I was placed in a burlap bag and beaten with reeds. Pretty standard, really. At the age of 12, I received my first scribe. At the age of 14, a Zoroastrian named Vilma ritualistically shaved my testicles. There really is nothing like a shortened scrotum. It's breathtaking. I suggest you try it. Slater, what about you?
Alrighty then.
Well, listening to you go on about your childhood just made me start reminiscing again about the time that you railed me bareback in that cabin.
That was because I had a teddy bear strapped to my back.
Well, you know, here's the deal. I feel like people need to understand really the type of guy that he is. You know, when he was fucking me, he tore open one of my hemorrhoids and I just started bleeding all over his dick and it just made him harder.
You know, normally it's if the Red River's flowing, you take the dirt road home, but we mixed them together.
That was some muddy waters. So anyways, guys, we gotta get the fuck out of here. But before we do, y'all need to know how to get a hold of us. So Goliath, where can people find you on the old interwebs?
You can find me every weekday morning on an app called Tag Broadcasting, doing the morning show from 6 to 8 a.m. I'm also on Instagram at Coaster Eats, and I'm on Twitter at RTO Goliath. What about you, Muscle Daddy? Where can they find you?
You can find me at RTO Muscle Daddy on Twitter, and you can also find me in cabins if you hear the screaming of Slater. Slater, where can we find you?
I mean, it wasn't bad screaming. I mean,
I never insinuated that.
You can, of course, find me at RTO Slater. Of course, the show has a Twitter and Instagram, both at Ride This One. Of course, we do have a phone number, so please reach out to us. It's 26-RIDE-THIS.
That's 267-433-8447. And remember, we are looking for another person that's actually going to fucking hang out more than, like, you know, half of a year.
Yeah, I need someone. Please be gay. Gay, 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 gay.
We need flamers. We need flamers.
Because, honestly, it's too hetero. This show is starting to get boring for me. So I need some gay energy.
If you are not gay enough, you will not be welcome. Slater's going to have his questions. I'm going to ask you questions like, who do you think's the best forward in the NBA?
And moving on. We do
exactly.
Also
if you can answer that, you're not welcome.
We do also have an email, which is ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com. I think next week or the week after, we're going to be back with a bracket. I think we're going to push forward with that.
Yes.
I'm not even sure which one it is.
I just wanted us, you know, let's just come hang out and get back in the fucking rhythm of this shit.
back in the rhythm. I promise we're going to really try to get back into this. It's just, it's been legitimately busy for me. Like, I have been working tons of long hours. So has Muscle Daddy. I mean, in all honesty, it has been crazy.
It's been
insane. It's because all of you fuckers order everything now.
Me too. But... gosh, it was an okay enough episode.
It was an episode.
Wow, episode 80, guys, 20 away from the big 100.
It's crazy.
Absolutely nuts. All right,
guys, we are only 340 episodes away from our next real one that matters.
Hooray! All right, guys, until next time. Muscle Daddy, take off your pants. We're going again.
Spread them, baby.
And nothing else matters.
Jesus Christ.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.